Oh, I didn't get to chat with him too much. He's actually walking in right here, so I should give him a hard time. You can't see him. But no, we sat next to each other on the plane. I was just kind of giving him a hard time. But yeah, no hard feelings whatsoever. Kind of a little mix up there, but it's all right. We ended up getting an interception on that drive anyway, so more to Evan Johnson for a little two picks on the game.
Speaking of that drive, as well as some of the others in the second half, Kalani kind of referred to it post-game. He felt like he might have got a little worn down in the game. Do you feel that was the reason why he's able to give up those yards and those longer drives in the second half?
I think fatigue was a factor, probably not the biggest factor. I think, honestly, there were a lot of times where we were in the perfect call to get out of the drives on those third downs, and we just didn't make plays. So I think, you know, really what allowed them to kind of extend those drives was us not capitalizing on opportunities that we had. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Hey, Tanner, what can you tell us about Evan Johnson? What's he like off the field? What have you seen from his development? And obviously, you guys probably weren't surprised at what he did the other night, but that was right up there in the annals of BYU football history as impressive goes.
Absolutely. No, and for those of you who have maybe been, you know, talking with me throughout this offseason, I think I've been mentioning Evan as a guy who I expected to have a great season for us. He's a great player. He handled the offseason the right way. He was coming off an injury, but just seeing how fast and explosive he is, in the way that, you know, he takes pride in preparing for games in practice and watching film. You know, I've known for a while that he was going to be an impact player for us, and now he's had some of those opportunities to make those plays in the games, and he's made them. He's going to continue to make them, but, you know, I was super thrilled for him and to see him, you know, make plays in those big moments, and I'm excited to see what he'll do the rest of the season.
Maybe some of the younger guys know this whole Shmev thing, but it's lost on me. How did he get that nickname?
I'm not sure where that originated from, but that's just what we call him. Yeah, Shmev. I don't know that I've ever called him Evan. So.
It rhymes with Evan. Evan
Shmevin. Yeah, Shmevin, Evan. It's just kind of where it came from, I guess.
Got it. Thanks.
All right, next question from Brandon Gurney.
Yeah, Tanner, what have you seen from Colorado offensively? What do they present, and what do you guys got to be prepared for come Saturday?
You know, obviously we played them in the bowl game last year. It's a great team with a lot of talent. I think offensively, their offensive philosophy, their scheme has changed just a little bit. You know, in the bowl game, we saw a lot of 4 wideout and 5 wideout sets. So I think a little more traditional personnel packages, but yeah, another great team with good players. Curious to see, you know, how we scheme up compared to the scheme that we put together for the Alamo Bowl, but just know that we're going to go out in a great environment and face another good team with talented players. And we're excited for that.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Tanner, last year you guys were the underdog in that game against Colorado. Everyone was just talking about the Buffs going into that one, and you guys got that win. Is there any, like, maybe a different mindset in this week where you guys are viewed as the favorite and they're the underdog?
Yeah, you know, I don't think we don't really pay attention to that stuff too much, honestly. Just focused on taking everything a game at a time and respecting our opponent every week. Whether we're favored by however much or whether we're an underdog, whether it's at home or away, you know, we know what we got to go in and do to come out with a win. So we're going to prepare in that way and have that mindset and, you know, never get lackadaisical in our preparation just by assuming that we're the better team because we're favored. You know, we don't really read into that too much.
I know that you're focused on this week, but just reflecting back on that Alamo Bowl, just how great of a moment was that for, you know, you, this program, just catapulting you into the offseason, giving the momentum for this season in 2025?
Yeah, that was a special way to end the season, definitely winning in the fashion that we did. You know, obviously the narrative going into that game was very one-sided. Even during the game continued to be very one-sided. But we were stoked to put, you know, a great game together, played solid 60 minutes and had a lot of exciting plays. And, you know, that game was definitely in the eyes of a lot of people. So to have that sort of coverage and that exposure to our program and our success was a great way to end the year and really, you know, project us into the offseason, as you mentioned, kind of carry that momentum and excitement, just knowing and trusting how capable we are of winning games against, you know, great teams in big moments, and looking forward to more moments like that in this 2025 season.
Our last question will be from Jay Catch.
Tanner, potential to see three different quarterbacks from Colorado. What's the biggest issue to prepare for multiple QBs in a single game?
You know, I think what it comes down to is just the preparation, you know, that it requires on our end, just from a coaching perspective and from us, you know, understanding scheme-wise, you know, what to be expecting from all three different skill sets and, you know, what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. So I think the time factor is the biggest thing on that on our end throughout this week. We'll have to spend more time focusing on making sure we understand the three, you know, different playing styles and three different options that they have, and making sure that we are, you know, amply prepared for whatever we might see, and so that we can go execute what our coaches need us to.